If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Now, somebody else wondering why the Camogie players couldn't just wear shorts and see what happens. Seems to me it's the only way they can stand up to this archaic rule. As the father of a future Camogie player, hopefully, I find this ridiculous. This is one of our listeners, and let me just find you what else is in here as well on that. Ladies footballers all wear shorts. My daughter plays both at a high level and would prefer to wear the shorts, says Peter. Yeah, I mean, surely young women should be deciding this for themselves. I can't see what the issue is, but many more people on. It was about the interview with Kate as well, and one listener saying Kate's an absolute tonic. She brightens up Facebook with her super videos. And Anthony was on to say that Kate is a lovely lady, and I bring her the holy water, says Anthony. Well, I'm sure she's very grateful for that, Anthony, and thanks for getting on to us today. Hello to Anne. That's a lovely compliment, Anne, and I'm delighted you're entertained by the show today, and thank you so much for taking the trouble to get on to us as well. The Talbot Hotel in Clonmel hosted the Mr. Personality competition over the weekend. It was organised by Kilkenny Mocker and is now in its 17th year, would you believe, and 25 fine men all vied for the title, but only one, of course, can come out on top, and that was the competitor from Kerry, Mark Reardon, who joins me online now. Mark, good morning to you.
Morning, friend. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, but many congratulations to you on this. How did you get involved in the competition, Mark?
Nah, thanks very much, friend. So, I suppose I would have joined Macra back in 2017 with my old club in Kenmare, and the different, I suppose I took on a few different roles at the club level first. And then I took on a county role then maybe in 2020, just before COVID. But I suppose I started going to the national events last year, I suppose I started. And I just got a grassroots straight away. There's just something about them, just like a tonic. So I said, we had a county qualifying round here in February in Killarney. So I went for it there, and me and a few other members go for it as well. Look, I was picked to go and represent Kerry, and it was an honour to do it. And so I said, look, we go up and we give it a good go anyway, and look, it worked out in my favour for a finish. But it was a brilliant weekend, though. It was an absolute pleasure to have been up there at it.
How does the competition work, Mark? Is it along the lines of the Rose of Tralee type of thing, with interviews and presentations and all of that?
You know, it is probably the best way to describe it. Like, since we landed Friday, so there was 25 of us scattered across the country. Of course, we all met. And we went to Coolmore Stud Farm first. That was just kind of to mingle and to get to know each other. Mm. And then after that, then we had our meal. And then Friday night, we went up on stage, just did a bit of an introduction with ourselves, and maybe did a party piece if some people wanted to do that. So that was Friday. And then Saturday, we had jiving and line dancing lessons. And then we did a private interview then with the three judges. We had a team building exercises workshop then Saturday afternoon, and then we just met up all again, and we had the banquet Saturday night, and the rest is history after that.
Oh, very good. And do you have female escorts as the roses you have? No.
No, not for this. No, we be by ourselves.
Right, okay. And what's intent? I mean, Mr. Personality is such a subjective thing, I suppose. I mean, how do you convince them, Mark, that you have a good personality?
I think, friend, like, the whole purpose of the weekend was Mr. Personality. You just be yourself, and people will see you for who you are. Because if you're going to try and play to be something or not, it becomes very obvious. So I knew going up Friday, I just had to be myself. I qualified through the county by doing that. So I said, look, I'll go up. I just wanted to enjoy myself, and like that. The other lads who were with me, the other Mr. P's, they're absolutely brilliant. Like, you have so many different characters, so many different stories from all walks of life, that they're absolutely brilliant. And just friends for life you make after the weekend. So it's an absolute joy to be up there.
That's great. What do you do yourself, Mark? What do you do in real life, so to speak?
I'm farming here below in Kenmare and Kerry, but I'm actually working with Dairy Gold inside in Cork. So I did the graduate programme there, and I'm actually working... Yeah. Like all the agri operations below there in Lumbertown, so that's where I'm based at the moment.
Very good. And like all farmers here in the Premier County, are you underwater in Kerry at the moment?
I'm looking out the tractor window at the moment, and yeah, it's for bleak viewing. And I wanted to touch on that while I had the platform Saturday night, that farmers, especially with the spring that's gone by, it's just so wet and prices are fluctuating, that it's incredibly hard at the moment, and it's taking its toll on a lot of people's mental health, especially with the likes of fathers. So I just wanted to use the platform Saturday, and I'll say it here again. There's a challenging times, and the farmers, you're not alone. We're all in the same boat, and like that, there's plenty of means there to reach out and talk like that. My Instagram, my face is plastered all over the place, so I'm always open to a conversation. I think the mental health is so important, and just the way the spring has gone, unfortunately, it is taking a toll, but it will end. We just have to hang in there, and it will pass.
And what's your experience among young farmers? Are they suffering in that way, Mark? Is life difficult for them?
It can be, you see, Fred. It just, with the way the job is at the moment, no, I'm not too bad because I'm only a part-time farmer. I have the job with it. But you maybe have some people there who are full-time farming. They could be by themselves all week. They're getting up in early in the morning. They're doing the farm jobs. They're going home in the evening. If they don't have someone, or they might be working on their own, it can be quite lonesome, and it can be quite daunting maybe to try and reach out to someone. So we're always trying to advocate. There's plenty of means out there, and there's always a way of reach out. And like I said, this will pass. It's incredibly hard at the moment out there.
Yeah, I'm not a farmer, Mark, but any of my friends who are, I mean, when I hear about the amount of administration and paperwork and applications, and I mean, it's a nightmare, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It is nearly a business degree advance with the farm, you know, at this stage, but the paperwork that's gone behind us. And look, there is good in it. There is means there, both from an environmental issue, I suppose, and quality. There is good rationale behind it, but maybe the process would just want to be looked at a small bit to try and streamline it and make it that bit easier, because we are an ageing demographic out there, unfortunately, and trying to entice young farmers at the moment. So the more paperwork and the more litigation you put over, it's very dissatisfying for experienced farmers out there who might think, this is getting too much.
How are we hanging on to you, Mark? Because so many people of your age now making the decision to go overseas. I mean, were you tempted with that at any point?
I was tempted, yeah. But look, I don't know. It's the likes of the weekend just gone. You have a sense of belonging there. I don't think I'd get abroad. They're my people. They're my people, and to my family as well, and the farm here. So, look, I going abroad. It's not really on the cards at the moment anyway, because I'm very happy here, and with the weekend gone, you'd be on a high, so I don't think you'd get that anywhere else. There's, like I keep saying, there's just a real sense of belonging and community within the marker that I think is so special to the organisation.
Yeah, I love you saying that. They're my people, and that sense of community and sense of locality, sense of place. I think, are we losing that a little, Mark? It strikes me that we are, you know?
I think we are a small bit. I think we get so caught up with the day to day, we kind of forget to take a step back and reach out to our friends and family. So it was one of the things that I was quite passionate about, and always was, that with the macro, it's obviously to the 17 to 35, that's the age group to be a macro. But I'm a strong believer in if we could get the message out there, maybe from 13 years to that 16 bracket, of what macro is, what it's all about, what we can do for you, and what it can do, what you can do for it. Because believe me, I know it can be daunting to join it, especially if you might have someone in there before, but we really want to get the message out to that there's a place there for everyone. It's not just for young farmers. Macro is an organisation that we take in anyone, be it rural or urban, who have an interest and you want a sense of community and a sense of belonging. We really feel that the macro is that for you.
And what about the health of a macro? Because my memories, as I told you, I'm not a farmer, but I have lovely memories of the field evenings all those years ago that macro would run, and the quizzes and all of that kind of thing. It seemed to be very vibrant in those years. Or maybe it's just an age thing. I'm not sure, Mark.
Yeah, it varies as you go. But now in the country, like with here at the moment with our club, we fundraisers. So we run a tractor on every year for different charities. And what we do as well is we have a mouse racing night once a year as well, where we race mice as a club fundraiser. So, and we go for walks as well on Sundays, like every weekend when they're asked something. But like I said, you have a sense of community, a sense of belonging. I think it's getting a bit lost out there at the moment. It happens. It comes in waves. So it's our mission now. Like I said, Mac has given us so much. It's time we gave something back to us now.
Isn't that great? What obligations are on you now as Mr. Personality 2024? I mean, what do you have to do with that title?
It's subjective, Fran. You can do what you want to it, really. You make the Mr. P yourself, but I am a strong believer that, you know, that I have the platform. I do want to make a change, or I want to leave my mark while I have the title. I think it's too good of a privileged position to be in not to make something of it, and especially if you have views or you have ideas. I think using the platform, it'd be a shame not to do anything with it. So, look, like I said, I'm a strong believer in trying to target young members, maybe even before the age, where I'm also keen on retention as well. So that's, I think I'll try and use the platform to best my abilities for that anyway.
Well, you're a brilliant communicator. I mean, have you looked to politics, Mark?
I don't know, after my speech Saturday night, I don't know what I make much of a politician. But
why? What happened with the speech?
Nothing. I was so surprised, and I was so missed. Like when they said Munster, because you see there was five representatives from Cork. I said this is probably going to Cork, and Then he said the kingdom, and I couldn't believe it. So when I was up on stage, then I was just so caught in the moment. I was on cloud nine. So I said my piece, and to the great night there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was indeed. But you were caught on the hop, so to speak. But, I mean, have you thought about politics and representing your area and the like?
Not really, no. It's something I really look into. Like I said, with my line of work and the way my life is, it's nearly all to the agricultural, to the Cork. I did my college in agriculture. I'm farming here. Like I said, the Macra isn't a farming organisation, but it has strong links to it with its history. So I'm a strong believer in I'm liaising with farmers through my job. I want the best for them in more challenging times, and also I think my roots are always going to be in the agri industry, and that's where I want to make the big difference going forward. And it's through the likes of the weekend gone, but and doing the right thing going forward, I believe that's probably where my calling is going to be.
There's a lovely picture on social media Leanne showed me earlier on where two of your colleagues are hoisting you in the air, but it's a brilliant photograph. It really,
two strong shoulders animals,
they looked like two strapping fellas, that's for sure. Is there a partner, Mark, or can we delve into the private life?
You can, of course. No, I'm the scene by myself, so probably a bit busy at the moment, which is probably the most stereotypical interlude here out there, but no, on my own, so that's basically for you to say.
Well, I'd say if people had a look at the photograph now, you'd have a lot of takers from the Premier County.
I don't know.
I would imagine. Are you willing, as they'd say? Are you?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Like I said, I'm an open book friend. There's no secrets with me. I'm very outgoing, I'm very forceful, so like that. I'd never be the one to say no. So.
And you have a bit of road frontage there, have you?
I do, of course. I'm looking out there at the moment. So, I have that all right, yeah.
Very, very good indeed. All right. Well, we hope that we can welcome you back to the Premier County at some other stage. You enjoyed your time here anyway.
Absolute ball. The weekend was absolutely cracking from start to finish. And to the credit to the organisers, Kilkenny Macra and the committee there as well. And of course, the main sponsor for us was just, the whole weekend was brilliant. If we could do it all again and battle it off, we could. But look, it's the way it is.
All right. Well, look, if you're ever around Tipperary, we'd love to have you in studio, because there's so many issues that you raised there that I'd love to tease out even more, Mark. But in the meantime, big congratulations to you as Mr. Personality anyway. And thanks for coming on with us today.
Thanks very much, Ryan. Thanks for taking time today.
Thanks. Look after yourself, Mark. Thank you. And bye-bye to you now. That's Mark Reardon there, Mr. Personality 2024. And you can see why, can't you? Like, he's just terrific, I think. Lovely turn of phrase and that lovely musical Kerry accent as well. That's about it from me. Leanne produced, Ali looks after her content, and Stephen's on the way with the time tunnel. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Look after yourselves, won't you? Bye-bye.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.